Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where it's me and Jason. We talk about stuff. Right now, I'm at a hotel. Guess what I just found out? Well, Jason, you were here, so you know what I found out. Apparently, there's no room service anymore because they stopped doing room service after 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? When else would you fucking need room service?
Well, it's not.
I don't need you during the day. I can just go out and go to the places that you can eat food at.
It's so funny. You talk about Vernon Hills, your hometown, and you brag about it like it's Dubai. Yeah. And you're here in the equivalent of Vernon Hills, Framingham, Massachusetts. It's Vernon Hills. We're in Vernon Hills, basically. We're in the suburbs.
I'm not even complaining about the town. I'm complaining about this hotel not having room service past 11. Isn't that like prime time room service hours?
What Vernon Hills hotel has room service past 11? The Holiday Inn that you stash me in when you make me go to Vernon Hills.
Stop comparing it to my hometown.
You know what you can get after 11 o'clock there? Chips. Yeah. You can get chips.
You like putting and me down not even it makes you feel better. Huh? It makes you feel better to put me down. It makes you feel better to put others down, huh?
Oh, no, just you. You're the only person I like to put down. I'm fighting the good fight.
That's why we all talk about you when you leave the room.
Who says that? Huh? Who's been talking about me?
None of your business.
None of my business. Name names. I want names right now.
Jeff, Frankie, and Mark.
Fuck you. Frankie's an asshole. Texting Frankie right now.
All right, roll the intro music. Wow, that was a pretty weak intro.
That was the weakest intro.
Yeah. I hate when we don't end on a laugh because then it's just like, ah, fuck. Like, it's almost like we half-assed it.
We can do it again.
Nah, we're already in it.
Okay, guys, well, we don't have any ads anyways, so.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any ads this week, which is great for you guys, and it sucks for us. It's actually a double whammy, because, like, not only do we not get paid, but on top of that, we have to make the podcast, like, speaking portion longer.
Yes.
So it's just, like, there's no positive thing about.
People always talk to me about the podcast, and they're like, well, we really like it. And I always get really good feedback about it, always. And I always tell them, I'm like, we barely get to the end. Every week.
Yeah.
We barely can get you 40 minutes. I feel bad. When I thought we start this, I'd be like, yeah, we'll probably do like 2-hour shows.
2-hour shows?
Because you don't talk that much.
Sure, sure.
You don't like to talk. Yeah. And you know what a big, big problem with this show is?
What?
When I start talking, you zone out. Yeah. And that's what's hard.
Yeah, that's true.
And so then right there, there's 50% of what we could talk about out the window.
Yeah, you're right. That is a little tough.
Yeah.
I don't like talking much. Like, we were pretty quiet on the car ride over here.
Yeah, I don't like to talk to you too much either because
lots
of times I ask you stuff and you ignore me.
Like what?
I do it all the time. Yeah. I'll ask you things and literally, important stuff too, like, David, when are we going to get the podcast from David's building a studio in his house? Which, by the way, why is that not done?
I've been told, I'm literally ignoring you right now. I'm on.
You're literally on your phone right now.
I'm on Instagram. I don't know what you just said. You just asked me about a podcast?
The podcast room.
Yeah,
the studio. That's the Views studio. Oh,
that's why I was on my phone, because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you don't. You don't care. Why don't you care about building the podcast studio?
No, I do, but I just don't want to do it. We're building a podcast studio in my house.
It was a movie room.
It was a movie room, and I don't watch. Who watches movies in a movie room? You got to be a piece of shit to do that.
When you bought that house, that's all you talked about. Like when you were before you bought it, you showed me the house. Like, look at this movie room. Look how sick this movie room.
No.
And you've never watched a movie in there,
dude. I never thought that I was going to watch movies in it.
But then what's the point?
Because it's a fucking movie room. It's the sickest thing ever. But no one actually watches movies in a movie room.
I hate when you talk like that. You talk that way about pools.
You're that's
like,
look funny. That is a specific way I talk.
Yeah, you always talk about that. It's about having it, not using it.
Yes. Yeah, like a pool. You don't have to use a pool every day. Or like, but it's there and it improves the view. And
or
the
like
price of the
parties.
Home.
You like to go to parties, but you don't
like to stay,
like to stay at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, parties are kind of boring, but I love a good dip in the pool or a good movie.
Sure.
Hey, talk about this Matt King thing. I hear you've been renting movies on his mom's account.
Yeah, I've been renting.
What's your deal?
My friend Matt King, his mom is logged into my Amazon Prime account.
His mom is logged in. Wait, back up. You made it sound like his mom went over and logged herself in.
Well, Jason, we can't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's just say it was Amazon Prime and chill night. No, he came over and I think he's like, my mom has an account, and he logged in.
Right.
And I'm so cheap. So I won't connect my credit card to any of these places because I know the second I'll be like tempted to buy a movie, I'll like hate myself for it.
Yeah.
So once I was watching Amazon, like I was on Amazon and I wanted to watch like Star Wars or something, yeah, and I had to buy the movie. It was $15. I'm like, there's no way I'm doing it. But I'm like, I wonder what happens if I just click buy. Like, I wonder if it maybe will accidentally glitch. And I click buy and it said your order went through. And you can now watch Star Wars. And I'm like, holy shit.
You knew Matt King's mom was logged in. Be honest.
No, I didn't. I didn't. At first, I didn't know.
I should get that lie detector here.
I didn't know at first. And then after my fourth movie, I got a text from Matt being like, yo, is this you buying movies on my mom's Prime account? And I was like, fuck. Because I order some pretty sappy movies sometimes. So I didn't want to look like a bitch. So I responded. I'm like, yeah, probably half of them. You know, the cool ones.
Seriously, David? The Notebook again?
The Notebook's one of them.
Really?
I bought The Notebook. Yeah.
And did you hear what he said? What his mom said? His mom was like, I know David's rich. I know he has money. I don't know why he's got to use our account.
It's so funny. His mom, because when I buy a movie, then his mom also gets to watch the movie because it's on both of the accounts. So she'll complain. She'll be like, why does he buy movies that everyone has already seen? Because I like buying movies that I love. So like Star Wars, Notebook,
yeah,
and About Time. Like I bought those movies, but I've already seen them and everyone else has too.
Yeah, you're a strange dichotomy. Someone pointed this out the other day that you listen to like the girliest music and you have a flamethrower in your passenger seat.
No, right? I know. Yeah.
It's strange.
I missed that again. I'm sorry.
I don't have to talk.
I was on my phone. I'm
just
so
trying
sorry.
To fill the time.
I'm not even being a dick. I literally was just on my phone.
You know what? I don't care.
Okay.
Sure. I don't think you're being a dick.
Are you mad at me?
No.
No.
Cool. Not at all.
Well, yeah, I don't care.
I don't care. I'm so used to it. I because of our age difference, my expectations are really low.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Number one, I'm old and beaten down. And number two,
you know what's crazy about
you're a millennial piece of shit.
Yeah. See, that's why I tried stopping you before you continued. Because I knew you'd be an asswipe. You know what's really interesting about you is you always talk so highly of me in front of other people.
I do?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, yeah. I
don't even do that to you at all.
No, I've never heard you compliment me.
No, I do. But you do speak really highly of me, which is really nice.
Yeah, I do. I have a high opinion of you. I'm very impressed with you.
You go, that David guy, he's always, I don't know. You're always like just nice about things. I saw
tell me a compliment I paid you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I saw your dad, we're in Boston right now.
Yep.
And his dad came over, like Jason's like buff, like football player dad.
74-year-old dad that looks better than me.
You know what's the best is when you make him laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I made him laugh today and he goes, oh, that's a good one, Dave. And I was like, yeah, I literally wanted to scream, fuck Jason, right? Jason sucks. It's me and you, Dad.
What did you say?
I don't remember what I said.
You remember the joke?
Oh, okay. So yeah, I remember. Your mom was, Jason bought his mom a car. Yeah. And she was like, at the end of the night, she was like, you know what? I've been thinking about the car. I can't do it. The winter time's going to come. It's a beautiful car. I don't even have a garage to put it in. And like she's scared that the car's going to get destroyed. And she's going like, yeah, I don't know where to put it. I can't park it on the street. I don't have a garage. And I go, oh, great. So now you want us to buy you a garage.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
And your dad.
Did my dad like that one?
Yeah, your dad loved that one. And I'm like, boom. That's it. I'm in. I am the new son. Jason sucks.
I think my dad's so impressed with you because you've like figured out life at 21 and I'm you know, still struggling.
No, 100%. And I'm sorry about that.
Okay. I'm not mad. I'm happy. I'm glad you came to Boston. I didn't have to fly back.
Yeah,
I
came here for the podcast and because Jason bought his mom a car. Explain that. How does that work? Like, I mean, I've done it before, but like, yeah. Explain how that process like is to buy your mom a car that you love, like, someone that you love.
Well, my mom had a really crappy car, and I kept asking her, "What do you want? You want a Toyota, Lexus?" She said, "Oh, I don't need anything. I'll take anything." She goes, "This is what I need. I need air conditioning, and heated seats. And I go, every car has air conditioning and heated seats. It's not. So basically, you know, I was going to get her a Lexus.
Sure.
And then David was leaning me towards a Mercedes because we thought, oh, that's kind of like would look cooler in the video.
Natalie, my assistant, told me, she's like, Jason called. He was thinking about getting his mom a Lexus, but then he said that he was worried what you would think. So he's getting the Mercedes instead. And I'm like, right on, Jason.
I sent her a text to you too, but you don't read my text.
Oh, shit,
again, you just ignore the fuck out of me. It said, this is what I'm doing. I do not want David to be disappointed in a Lexus and get there. I'm already 10 steps ahead of you. I'm so used to you that I could just picture you getting here and being like, oh, it's a Lexus.
No, you picked the right car, 100%.
I got a Mercedes.
But yeah, she was very happy about it.
I don't know how you drop money like that. I thought of you when I went and bought it because it was a lot of money out of pocket. And I was like, it's a disturbing feeling.
Is it?
It's a disturbing feeling to get your account drained $40,000. Like to go to the bank and be like, oh, like I didn't even buy my car. I leased my car.
Yeah. And you bought this one?
Yeah, I bought it because I had bad credit.
Oh.
And so I just didn't even want to deal with it. And you were coming to town on Wednesday, today. Say Wednesday? Yeah. And so I was like, I wanted to have everything done. So I was like, I'll just buy it. I'll just do it. And watch that money go. It's hard. But yeah, I'm here with the kids. And we flew JetBlue here.
I didn't fly JetBlue here. Don't even get me started.
What happened? You couldn't get on a flight?
I had a tough time. No, but tell me. So your bank account was drained $40,000.
Yeah.
And
$43,000. Yeah.
And what is that like?
It's just like, oh, fuck, I hope I can make that money back. I was just like, I'm okay if things keep going well.
But if
things stop going well tomorrow, I'm going to be like, well, fuck, why did I buy my mom that car?
But was it worth it? Like the reaction from your mom, like how she felt about it. Like, are you happy that you did it?
Yeah, I'm super happy I did it. But I'm also kind of like, there's that thing where it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure.
Look at me right now.
He's on his fucking phone.
I literally put my phone down to answer a text. I put the mic down to answer the text. And I just look over at Jason and he goes, you know, it's Okay, I'm done. Seriously,
I don't care.
I was being a dick to you.
I seriously don't care if there's dead silence on this.
I thought it was
podcast.
Cool. Your mom was homeless at one point.
We were homeless. I was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got kicked out of our apartment.
And what does that mean when you're homeless? Where do you go?
We lived at like friends' houses and stuff. We didn't live on the street.
It was so funny. A part in my vlog is Jason's mom going, she was like, fuck. I don't remember. Oh, she was saying, I had it so hard when my husband divorced me. He lost his job. Like everything fell flat. Like my husband couldn't provide for us anymore. And I had that in my vlog. And Jason's dad, which was her husband at the time, was watching the video right next to me. And he looks at me and he goes, don't remind me. It was so awkward.
He's a good sport.
You should have warned me.
He's honest about his, you know, mistakes.
He apologized
to me once, you know, about his entire life.
What?
Yeah, he walked
me. Did we talk about this?
I don't think so. It was
he apologized to you about his entire life?
Yeah, about our entire childhood and
everything.
That's
deep.
It was really deep.
What did he say?
We were in Martha's Vineyard. When I had kids, I was like, you know, maybe the kids were a little bit smaller. And he's like, oh, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a ride. Let's go to a bar. And I was like, oh, God, I hate drinking. My dad's always so masculine.
Sure.
So my whole life has been like, oh, God, I have to hang out with this fucking jock.
100%.
You know, and he, you know, he's got the worst sense of humor. He said this joke yesterday that fell so flat. It was so funny. He had his friend in town who's a judge. He's literally a judge in San Francisco.
Like on TV?
No, like a real judge.
No, they have those?
Like a circuit court judge.
They have real judges?
Yeah, like he puts people in jail.
Great. Okay.
That's his job. And he walked up and he introduced the judge to Wyatt. And he said, hey, Wyatt, this is the judge. And Wyatt goes, the judge of what? Like that. And my dad goes, the judge of relaxing and having a good time. And you got to hear Wyatt tell the story because Wyatt was like, it was like a joke that like, it like didn't make sense. And it was really awkward. And we all just kind of sat around and we were like, what?
Wait, what did your dad say when he apologized to you?
He just took me out on, we were in Martha's Vineyard. He took me out on the beach and we were like on the beach and it was like almost like a dream. It was really weird. And he was like, yeah, I just want to let you know that, I'm sorry for everything that happened.
Holy fuck.
It was like really deep. He's Whoa. Like, you know, I fucked up and
I can tell you got a real fucked up life.
And I can see now
what a
goddamn loser you are. And how you haven't been able to make any money. And, you know, you're bereft at your core. And then that was it. And then I was like, it's okay. I was like, it's all right. You know, I let him off the hook. Because I don't have any ill will. Like, I'm just not wow. someone.
How did you respond exactly? Were you crying?
I don't know if I cried. I might have. No, I gave him a hug and I was just like, I think I was more of the person like letting him off the hook. You know what I mean? I was like, it's okay. I'm like, I think I said like, you know what? It made me who I am and I wouldn't change anything about who I am. You know, probably would have liked to have been a better actor, but that's pretty much how I responded. But I think that's sort of a running theme in my life too. I don't hold people accountable really.
100%.
You know, like I always say to people, well, yeah, that's who they are. I mean, he had a tough childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm really letting you talk today.
You must really have nothing to say. David's in like a blanket right now in bed in a Holiday Inn. With like an okay blanket on him.
I just have my headphones on while you're talking. Jamming out the music.
Who are you texting with?
I'm literally on Instagram and I'm on Twitter. I'm not even
What's
like,
on Instagram right now?
Nothing.
God, I wish we had some ads. Wish we had an ad to read.
No, I was going to say this. This is something really funny that happened the other day. I may put it in my vlog. So if I do, please act like it's the first time you're hearing it. We were at a pretty nice like dinner party.
Yeah.
It was at the Chateau, which is an expensive place to go. And there were these servers walking around with little finger foods. And Jason pretended to be like this Russian. Like it was all models, right? It was all models. And our friend Inanna was there. And Jason walks up to one of the servers as like this Russian like photographer, and
I was doing like Latin guy.
Yeah, okay,
like,
go.
Quality, good party. This is a nice party. Quality people.
Yeah, that's it. Jason kept walking around to everybody, and everybody believed him because everyone in LA is fucking just like Jason with his extravagant character. So they're like, "Oh, thank you so much for coming." And then Jason walks up. I can't do the accent right, but Jason walks up to the. To the waiter. When what do you say?
I said there was a girl there, and
Inanna,
our friend, and I was like, Inanna, tomorrow. No, she was eating like hors d'oeuvres, and I was like, Inanna, that's the last one. No more. We have a shoot at 6 a.m. No more snacks, Inanna. And so that people were kind of laughing, but then I actually went to the waiter and told him. I said no more for her. And then when she went to get a snack, he literally was like, No, you can't have any.
Hold on, there's someone straight up knocking on our door.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right,
check
why,
it.
Why is there someone
check
here
it, check
at
it.
1 a.m.?
All right, go.
Jason.
You want me to check it?
Yeah, you check it. I'm gonna stay on
the mic. You're the tough one.
Well, no, I'm good at commentating. I got to stay back. It's 1 a.m. in our hotel. Fucking, I don't know what's going on. Jason, who is it? Whoa, we just got a noise complaint. Holy shit. We got a noise complaint. Apparently, the Views podcast is too lit. You heard it here first. This is amazing. Wow. He's okay. The guy, he's like, yeah, man, it doesn't seem too loud. I don't know why people are complaining. But oh my God. Jason, can you believe that? First, no room service. Now they're fucking up our audio.
Were we that loud?
No, we weren't. I think our laughs are loud. I think when I say a lot of hilarious things, you laugh too loud.
Oh man, you gotta stop being so hilarious.
I'm gonna tone down the funny.
Cut it down. Don't be so funny.
Ah, crap. He ruined the perfect part of that story.
He was,
yeah, so
he was just like, you know, I mean, I don't really hear anything but getting complaints. Maybe it was earlier. And you guys aren't doing any gay stuff in there, are you?
He said that?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah, you're not doing any gay stuff. And I go, what would it matter if we were? And he goes, well, I guess it wouldn't. I was just curious. Yeah, anyways, that was the Inanna story.
Wow.
She's good people.
Yeah, and ended with her going up to all the other waiters and asking if she can get food, and all of them were turning her down because they were like, "No, sorry, we can't." Just because they listened to Jason.
One time I applied to get into this get into Soho House, and
Soho House is like a long wait, right?
Yeah. And so we had this when I was married. My ex had this friend, and you had to be recommended. So this girl recommended me. This girl Lindsay, and we were waiting to hear if I would get into Soho House, and we went back to like one of the weekends and. And they're like, "Hey, who?" And I didn't get in. and the waiter goes, and they ask the waiter, they go, "Oh, well, what happened to this last round of people?" And he goes, "Oh, the last round of people, lots of trash, no quality, really, really bad people." And then I was like in that batch of people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's my boring story. If you would just take your eyes off your fucking phone and maybe fucking contribute to this podcast.
Did you hear my...
Because I'm going to start yelling, insecurity is going to come back. What?
This is my room for the night. I don't want to go back to fucking Margot's house. Bro, guys, let me tell you about this shit. Let me tell you about the real shit that happened today. I was... I have my assistant books all my travel and my hotel and stuff. So she texts Jason. She's like, "Hey, would this be a funny joke to play on him?" And first of all, if you have an assistant that says shit like that, you should fucking fire her. That is not a normal thing for an assistant to say. And the joke was that instead of booking me a normal hotel, she booked me a bedroom in like this random like older lady's house, like a straight up like cottage home. And just like a bedroom in her house. And this is how I found out. We're in the car. Jason picked me up from the airport at 8 a.m. And I'm like, "Are you dropping me off at my hotel?" And he's like, "Yeah, let me call him to see if your room's ready." And I'm like, "Okay." And he has it on speaker. And she's like, and he's like, "Is the room ready?" And he doesn't even say my name or anything. And she goes, "Yeah, just going to have to take the linens out of the dryer and then we should be good." And I'm like, "Wait, what's fucking going on? What do you?" And then he's like, "Okay, cool. So if we're there in an hour, is that okay?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's fine. I'll start making breakfast soon." I'm like, "Who the fuck are we talking to? Like, well, what's going on?" Like, I was getting so frustrated because it made no sense.
Yeah.
And
then I was like, "We played a joke on you."
Yeah. And that's when I found out that Jason played a trick on me. And instead of booking me a hotel with my assistant, he booked me a random woman's house.
Yeah. Her name was Margot, the Wellesley bed and breakfast we booked him in. And it was like really frilly online. If you go, you can see like it's just like a weird house. So
it's great. It's just not my cup of tea at all.
We took David there and I thought it was really cool. Like I thought it would be funny for the vlog.
Yeah.
I thought we'd get something cool.
It's
know?
Funny and I'm glad you did it.
If you had accepted it, right? We probably could have gotten a bit out of it, but you were so like, "No, I'm not staying there. I can't.
I feel so like I can't."
Why? Why couldn't you stay there?
I can't even like I have a hard time like editing at your mom's house because I just feel like your mom's house. Because I just feel bad. Like,
what?
I just don't feel like, I don't feel like it's my room. Like, I feel like I'm intruding and like, I know that I'm paying to be at Marco's house, but I don't like the fact that she's like two floors down and she can hear everything I do. Like, it just makes me really uncomfortable.
Oh, that's, yeah, I was like that when I was younger, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That could just be me and I could be like a freak.
No, you're great.
Thanks. You're great too.
You're real sane.
But yeah, then we went to the hotel and we got this Crown Plaza hotel,
which was way farther away.
Which was a mistake because the room service shuts off at 11 and apparently so does everyone in the building because we have noise complaints now.
There's signs that say no podcasting when you come in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it.
No podcasting and no hookers. Jason's already broken one of those. Okay, speaking of hookers and things that would get you in trouble, how is...
Don't even segue that way.
Sorry.
You know where you're going.
I know.
No, it's okay. It's funny.
I don't want to segue that way.
Former hookers. Speaking of former hookers.
Oh, no. I wasn't even referring to your ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
I wasn't referring to Trisha. No, I was saying if I talk about hookers, then you're going to get in trouble from Trisha.
Oh no, you can talk about whatever.
Okay. So
I don't go to hookers. I'm not in trouble.
No, I know, but she'll like be like, "Oh, he was kidding, but there was some truth behind it." Okay. Tell me about this relationship.
Okay.
Guys, if you don't watch YouTube and you don't care about Jason, then you're probably missing out on the fact that Jason and Trisha are like in the most heated breakup of 2018 right now. Like just just videos back and forth and just like really intense stuff. People crying, like, oh my God. Like straight up, like Trisha posted a video about him. What did she title it? It was like the most clickbaity, the best title I've ever seen.
He
broke up with me because I'm too fat.
Yeah.
I mean, when I saw that, my heart sank to my stomach.
Tell me what you thought when you saw that.
Well, I was sitting right across from you at Portillo's. Right when that happened.
Oh, that's right. We were together at VidCon.
Yeah, we were together. And Jason's like, she's about to make a video because we broke up.
Right.
And I'm like, she's not going to make it that fast. There's no fucking way. And dude, before we even got our food.
Before we got to VidCon.
I'm like, Jason, she titled it, "He broke up with me because I'm too fat." And Jason goes, "Fuck you. Yeah, right."
Because it sounds like a joke you would make.
It sounds like a joke.
But it was real.
That's what it was actually titled.
But you know what? Once I watched all the videos, I was like, oh, she did me really well. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't do me wrong. She didn't lie.
No.
Can I tell you something?
Okay.
Someone sent her a doctored Instagram DM of me. It's a DM of me hitting on a girl. And it's, David, swear my kids, 100% doctored. And Trisha.
Oh, like a photoshopped?
To her credit. I read the chain. She's like, this looks doctored. I don't know how she could tell it was doctored. It didn't look doctored to me.
Someone sent Trisha a photoshopped DM mm-hmm. of you talking to a girl.
Talking to girls on June 6th. And the funny thing is I go, it's fake. And she goes, I believe you. And I go, where was I on June 6th? And she goes, well, of course she knew. She goes, you were doing the podcast with David. It was the night that you didn't come over. And it was at 10:52.
Oh my God!
June 6th was
she should, a. She should be on like BuzzFeed for like those amazing minds. That's crazy. She knows where you were.
Yeah, she knew where I was.
Good for her.
But I mean, like to her credit, she could have. She didn't do anything to me that. Like I understand a title. A title is a title. It's like, oh yeah, you want the video to get views. Like I want that too. She even offered to take those videos down, and I was like, don't take them down. I was like, that's.
She offered to take the videos down about you?
She's like, I'll take them down. She's like, I'm sorry. She's done that before with videos she's made.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
So she apologized for everything?
Yeah. She was really nice. She sent me a really, really well-written apology.
Wow.
We just see things really differently, that's all. And she doesn't... We just don't see things the same way. But she was really down and out and so I offered her to come here on Friday to try to just talk.
Yeah, before I knew that she apologized to you, this was when you guys were still in a fight. Jason texts me and he's like, you should surprise me with her in Boston. And I'm like, what are you saying, dude? He's like, bring her here. It'll be funny. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Because they were like going at each other's throats for like a solid 3 days. Or at least she was coming at your throat.
Yeah.
And you were kind of like, please stop.
But I also wasn't taking everything the same way other people were. Like, for instance, she's tweeted this thing, Jason Nash, more like Jason Trash. And, like, I know, like, the tone that was meant to be, but everyone took it the wrong way. The tone was like, I'm in fourth grade. Jason Nash, more like Jason Trash. Like, It wasn't like, he's a piece of trash.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I just was not that upset about what was going on. And I didn't go back and forth with her because I wasn't mad. And I just didn't want to, like, I don't know. At least on Twitter, I didn't. But, yeah, you know, I really, you know, I can only speak from my end. I don't want to say anything that, like, you know, about her. But I really wanted to change her, you know. Like, I really thought if I could get her to come to Boston.
We should say that the fight started because Jason would constantly is an aggressive word, but would make like remarks about her eating habits in a way where it's like, you should eat healthier so you feel better.
Yes.
Not so you look thinner or whatever, just so you feel better.
Never had a problem with the way she looked. I just wanted her to feel good because I know for me, once I cleaned up my diet, I felt a lot better.
And to be fair, Jason said that to me maybe eight different times in my life. He's like, you got to start eating healthier. You'll feel a lot better.
Right.
And he never attacks my weight for it. But yeah, that's what you were saying. And I guess she took it the wrong way.
Yeah, she thought that I didn't like the way she looked. But yeah, I really wanted her to like come here and like, I don't know, I felt like if she met my parents and like hung out with my parents, that, you know, if she could see how like our family works, that it would like, I don't know, give her some security or make her feel better or make her feel loved and stuff.
Sure.
So that was like my goal. I wanted to try to change her, you know, which isn't right either. To say to somebody like, hey, you need to do these things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not right. So I don't know. Have you ever had that in a relationship where you're like, try to change the person? You're like, I've only dated one person.
Liza. Yeah, no, I don't think so. But you definitely have gone through a lot more.
You never had any issues with Liza where you're
sure. No, you're right. You're right. Yes. I would want to change something about her. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you're not allowed to do that.
You're not, right?
Yeah. That's like the rule. That's like one of the cardinal rules of like relationships is like, don't change for fucking anybody. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
imagine if like a girl was trying to change me and was like, stop posting as much and hang out with me. You'd be like, fuck that bitch. Not only because it affects you, but because you wouldn't want me to change.
Yeah, that's true.
But all in all, you guys are good. You guys are seeing each other soon.
Yeah, we'll see each other soon. And
they're probably going to get fucking married. Oh my God. They're gonna start getting back. They're going to get back together. Guys, I call this shit from the first day. I know they're going to get married. And Jason's over here like, he's probably fucking right.
I don't know. I don't know what will happen.
Crazy.
I can't.
I mean, it's fucking insane. I'm watching all the shit that she was saying about him. I'm watching all the shit. And I'm like, none of this matters because I know they're going to be fine in 5 days. Like, it's like, what's the point of arguing? Just call each other and make sense of it and move the fuck on.
And don't make an exposed video about me and we're good.
I mean, at one point I was confused myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they doing this for publicity?
No, not at all.
Because at one point I was like, shit.
I'm not that smart.
I was like, this has been going on for way too many days. It shouldn't be a thing at this point anymore.
Right.
But it's still going on. And it's like, why are they doing this? It's like, why don't you guys call each other? They were literally talking through YouTube videos. It was, she would post, then Jason would post. It was like they were fucking sending text messages, but instead they were just literally posting YouTube videos. Like, it didn't make any sense. And all the comments were like, wait, don't they have fucking phones? Can't they text each other? It was so strange. So I was like, oh, this is probably fake, but...
But I liked I've never done that before where, you know, it's really good to break up and to have like distance because like suddenly like I was being honest with her.
Yeah, you see, yeah, it's a lot, yeah,
you
it's
know,
a lot
like
more
suddenly
clear.
I'm like, well, to be honest, I don't like this about you or she would, you know, she could be honest with me. And now
she knows all your problems and you know, like you know more things about her basically.
Yeah. She'd get really mad at me. And I'd be like, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, if it really fucks me up to eat chicken Parmesan at 11:30 at night, like
I say my favorite thing?
What?
Trisha, I love you. And, but this is something I'm going to make fun of her when I fucking see her. At one point in the video, she was complaining and saying how you still have feelings for your ex-wife.
Right.
This is my favorite fucking line in the entire thing. Jason has kids with his ex-wife, and she goes, he would even go over to her house and swim in the pool, and it was because he was swimming with his kids. But it was so funny how she twisted it as if Jason was having a margarita poolside with his ex. It was so great. I've actually never been at... I've never seen Jason around his ex-wife when he's at the house. He's always there when she's not home.
Yeah, like, no, she's never there.
She's never there.
And she goes and like gets her like nails done, and then to be nice because you know our pool is broken, she'll be like, "You can stay here with the kids if you want." I'm like, "Okay, great," because her house is gorgeous. My favorite line in the Trisha video was she was crying and she had this one little moment where she's like, "I feel so bad because I put little candies out for him at night. And I know that the candies make him fat. And I wouldn't have left those candies there." That was my favorite.
The whole thing.
Speaking of candies, David, what's going on
here? Keep your voice down. I don't want to get kicked out of
here. I don't give a fuck, man. We're in a fucking podcast. This podcast is huge. We can be as loud as we want. I'm hoping he comes back.
So we can show him our following. You don't know who you're fucking with, bro. I just got 20,000 likes on my last tweet. Fucking good luck. Good luck getting a job after I fire you from here. No, but all in all, the relationship with Trisha, it'll be figured out. You guys are both solid people.
I can't wait to talk to Trisha.
I think we're both batshit crazy.
I think you guys are both batshit. I'm glad you said it and I didn't have to say it, but I completely agree.
You know what? In her defense, like, I'm fucking bipolar. So I don't think that it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a good match.
You guys are a perfect match, in my opinion.
I guess so.
It's like a hurricane and a tornado trying to date. It's like, you guys both are so fucking destructive, but at the end of the day, you guys just like destroying shit. You know what I mean?
I definitely, when I wasn't with her, I missed her all week. I missed her a lot.
No, I think you'll be fine.
What's it like when I'm gone in L.A.?
What's it like when? Because yeah. Jason's been in Boston for like a week.
Yeah,
it's a lot calmer.
It is?
Yes.
I'm.
Well, you bring me to your house. So I'm not at the house.
Oh.
I'm not at the house as much, like with Todd and Scott.
Why? You're not over there editing?
No, because they like lose energy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not as exciting.
What do you mean they lose energy?
I don't know.
They just don't edit?
I don't know how to explain it.
Oh, they're off like choreographing shit, right?
Yeah. VidCon was just this week, Jason.
Yes, I was there on Thursday. I got to ride down with you, and then I had to leave.
Then you had to leave because...
I had a wedding to go to. I had my sister's wedding.
Oh, yeah. How was your sister's wedding?
That was amazing, David. These are two people who dated each other.
Oh, my God, yes. First of all, can I just say that it was a lesbian wedding?
It was a lesbian wedding.
Is that the proper way to put it?
Yeah, sure.
Or is it called a gay wedding, or does it
not matter? It's just a wedding. It's just a wedding, baby, at this point. You know, I'm modern. Sure.
Two women got married.
Two women.
Tell me this, because this is so fucking interesting.
They were. My sister dated this girl when she was like 25, and she was just this knockout girl.
Like perfect?
Like she was a scientist, like smart, beautiful scientist type.
Wow.
Like she was just both.
It's like out of a Spider-Man movie.
She looked like she was in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And she was really sweet, and I always loved her.
How long did they date for?
They dated for maybe, I don't know, a year or two or whatever.
Great.
And when she, you know, and I always got along with her great, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, it was so much fun. And then they stopped dating. Fuck. And I'd be like, well, what happened? You know? And they're like, yeah, it didn't work out. I'm like, oh,
why didn't it work out?
I think because my sister didn't have her career together at the time.
Oh, it's always the career.
Yeah, and so she was like cleaning houses at the time, and I think maybe she, you know, I don't know, didn't feel like she could.
She wasn't ready.
I honestly don't know if that's the reason.
All right, get to the good part.
But anyways, cut to, they both married different people.
They both married different people. I'm about to start crying.
Yes, and then 20 years later, they got divorced. They both got divorced, and they met up again, and they got married. They got married on Sunday.
20 years later.
Yeah.
They married different people, and then first of all, did they get a divorce at the same time on purpose?
No. It just worked out that way.
Really?
Just completely. They were like, oh, I'm single. You're single. And my sister sang All of Me at the wedding.
She sang piano. All of Me?
Yeah. She played piano and sang All of Me. And Wyatt and Charlie sang.
That's the best game.
I gave a speech. Got through it. It was fine.
You were the best man.
I was the best man. I got up there. I cried.
Did you cry a lot?
I had no idea. I got up there and I was like, oh, this is terrible. The best man is bawling the whole time.
Yeah.
And I just cried through the whole thing.
Give me like a portion of the speech. What did you say?
I said something to the effect of, you know, my sister's...
Not as cool as me.
I said, my sister's my hero. And I said that, you know, I said my sister's a great aunt. And I had a great aunt growing up, and I always thought, you know, aunts are like your second mother. And you know, at the wedding, I heard my sister's new wife call my kid. They said, "Go get Auntie a Kleenex," and that was very touching to me.
The new aunt
is already calling. Wyatt and Charlie are already calling. Oh, you're already calling her Auntie.
Wow,
that was like the first day they were calling her Auntie already.
Did you cry?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was just nice to, like, my mom and dad got along because they're divorced. My dad danced up a storm.
I was watching that too. I was watching your dad has a new girlfriend.
She's not new, but he's been with her for like 15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to me because she came over today to your mother's house, which is your dad's ex.
Near 20 years, yeah.
Yeah. And it's so interesting to see.
Oh, no, more than that. What am I saying? 30 years.
Sure.
I don't want them to hear this. I'm so terrible. Go ahead. Yes.
I don't think they know how to work the podcast.
Why do you think divorced people can't get along?
You're right. I know
that's
you're
so weird.
I find it so remarkable.
Really?
Like, I was just staring at him today, and I'm like, You were in love with this man. You had kids. Sorry, you had kids with this woman.
Right.
And now you're dating this woman, and you're standing right in front of the old woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, dude, fucking love is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, he.
What do you think goes? I guess because you have your parents, which are still together, so that's all you know, right?
Yeah. All I know is happy times, except when it's me.
You think your parents are still getting along good?
Sure. Yeah.
That's good.
I think. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, they're probably listening to this and they're like, oh boy, if he only knew. The spoon is so far from the goulash. No, but I just find that really mature as if they're 80 years old. So yes, it's definitely mature. But I just find that really dope.
Yeah.
That like even his new girlfriend gets along with his old girlfriend and they all sit there and like, you know, they're just hanging out. They're just old people hanging out at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
That's all they are.
Yeah, you just get to a point in your life where you're like, oh my God, I just want to sit down and no one talk to me.
Yeah.
That's basically where I'm at.
That's where I'm at when I'm with you, actually. I just want to sit down and don't fucking talk to me.
What happened at VidCon? Anything good?
No, nothing happened at VidCon. VidCon, I heard it was like under attendance by like 10, 20,000 people.
I heard that too. Why would that be?
I don't know. Well, you heard it from me, so...
Oh, yeah. You're the only person I talk to.
This is how rumors start, because I could be completely wrong. I don't know. Maybe YouTube isn't as popular as it once was. Maybe people feel so connected to the people they watch that they don't even need to meet them anymore. I don't know if that's a thing, but I think that's what it is.
No, and on the contrary, TanaCon was like, there was people really going there to meet everybody.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a good time, and... I'll probably go back next year, even though I don't want to, but I know I will because that's what I end up doing.
Did Todd's truck get messed up?
Yeah, someone keyed Todd's car. And Todd's car has a wrap of my face on it, so it's disrespectful to both me and Todd. But guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast.
Come see us on tour this summer, viewstour.com.
Yeah, we're going to Fort Lauderdale, which is going to be so great.
Yeah, we're going to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to Newark. We're going to Atlanta.
We're going all around town.
San Jose.
You genuinely can't stop us.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, and we're great. We're great on stage together.
Sorry, we had to keep the podcast down. We had to be a little bit quiet for the last portion of it. Fucking people out here in bumfuck Massachusetts are really, really fucking mean to us. And don't worry, we were already emailing to the Crown Plaza about room service being available at all times. If you guys can send, did you just fart?
No, it was my arm.
Uh huh. Yeah.
See.
No, you look. Dude, I used to do that in school all the time. When I used to make like a farting noise with my chair, I'd do it again to show people that it wasn't my fart. I'm like, no, it's my chair. And like no one would even ask, but I would just do it again. Right?
Yeah, I did the same thing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jason just ripped ass. So that's it for today's podcast. We'll see you guys later. This has been Views. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys. Bye.